Interesting. I wanted to try a new ID, and it was old.
Who was that?
I'm not quite sure. I think she was a former
contributor. It's an old volunteer. Not old, like an agent, but many old contributors. Volunteer before. She's going to show you.
Yeah, the station's been around for, what, like 65,000 gazillion years?
Oh, my gosh, not that long.
I love it how you defined it that way. Good morning, Zeke.
Good morning. How are you doing? Very, very well. Oh, actually, yeah, I'm doing well because there's only one more meal I have to have.
Which is?
Lunch.
Oh, okay.
I discovered over on Friday that my BMI was almost 30, which means that my body mass index.
I see.
Which means that I am sort of like up there with, whatchamacallit, the heaviest man in the world, those people who can't get out of bed just because the doors are too small and who need like forklifts and everything so as to go shopping.
No, not that much. Oh my gosh.
And so, yeah, I suddenly said, I am like a really fat slob. And
no,
so
then, it's more like wrestling. Oh, I'm sorry.
At which point, I then decided I needed to stop eating so that I could become my slim, svelte self again. However, there were lots of family in town, lots of family meals in town. And so, yes, I had to eat on Friday. I had to eat two super humongous meals on Saturday. Or no. Sorry, I got this backwards. I found out my weight on Friday. On Saturday, there was a massive meal. On Sunday, there were two massive meals. And then, silly me, I scheduled myself for a lunch meeting with somebody. And so, yeah, there's going to be more eating. And the last thing I want to do is put any food in my mouth. My stomach hurts. However, other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, great. So, let's get into your segment. Please.
Yeah, what was it about, I don't know, month and a half ago, 2 months ago, maybe 20 years ago, I got this book from Vehicle Press called Montreal Confidential. The Lowdown on the Big Town. And it's a reprint of a book that came out in 1950, written by this guy, Al Palmer, who wrote for the Montreal Herald, which was a newspaper that folded even before my time. You thought that because of Google News, all the newspapers were having difficult business. Back in the 50s, newspapers were going out of business left, right, and center. So what is new is old again, or what is old is new again. Same old, same old, same old. Anyhow, after the Montreal Herald folded in 1957, he moved over to the Gazette, became their police beat reporter, which means, yes, actually, we might have to get Linda Gulai, who writes now she actually does City Hall, but we might have to ask her, because this is basically a tour guide, a guidebook for Montreal, but from 1950. And, yeah, it tells you, like, where in 1950, if you wanted to score drugs, where you had to go, which were the good bars, which were the bad bars, which gangs you had to avoid, which gangs were the good gangs, if you wanted to, like, you look like you were going to say something.
No, I was thinking, there's a good gang? There's a difference?
Yeah, well, the ones who protect
back
you.
Back in the day?
Always, it's the sort of thing where the gangs that protect you are the good gangs, the gangs that want to kill you are the bad gangs.
Duh!
However, didn't they both do the same thing to each other?
Yeah, but it's you're only affiliated with one.
I see, okay.
And yeah,
go on.
Okay. Anyhow, it's Wichmalta, and yes, if you want to know where Wichmalta prostitutes hung out in Montreal in the 1950s, this is the book to go to. It explains, the way that he writes is quite interesting. On the back, it says, it's a hell of a, H-E-L-L-U-V-A, town to visit, a hell of a, H-E-L-L-U-V-A, town to live in, and a hell of a, H-E-L-L-U-V-A, town to come back to. We love every grimy square foot of it. And it's, yes, a wonderful, it's a real breezy, easy read. It's the sort of thing, I wouldn't even call it a page turner. It's a page flipper. It's the sort of thing where it just goes by. That probably would be, if I'm going to come up with anything that is a negative view on it, is just a little bit too breezy. It's sort of like, it's like one of those cool iced teas that you just sort of gulp back down in about 2 instants and then say, I'd like another.
And a travel guide.
Yeah, however, there it's a good thing if you are into historical travel guides. There's actually a second one that I got pointed out to me that I'm in the process of reading, which goes back to 1889.
1889?
Yes, 1889, and it is the same exact kind of book as Montreal Confidential. It's called Montreal by Gaslight. And it is only available now as a digital scan, but you can download it, you can do with it whatever you want, and it's available in multiple formats. And this is actually a good time for me to mention that all of these links will be available where on my podcast sort of thing, which you can find on the computer at zekeontheair.blogspot.com in case you want to go find any of these books. But anyhow, initially it was, now let's backtrack a little bit. Christian Gravener, who writes the Coolopolis blog. Do you read Coolopolis? You're shaking your head. Yes, that's not.
I am shaking my head. Yes, I have read that.
He's a wonderful thing. He's the one who came up with Montreal by Gaslight, and Montreal by or discovered it or somehow brought it to my attention. He probably didn't discover it, since I would imagine whoever wrote it was the initial discoverer of it. But there, what I particularly like about that one is some of the chapter headings, where they have the House of Messalina. You know what that is? That's their chapter on houses, body houses, on where to find the prostitutes, but in 1889.
1889.
Yes.
That really stays with me.
Then there's the chapter on the House of Assignation, which is what to do if you're put in prison in 1889. And then the Station House. There's also Joe Beef's. There's now the Joe Beef, which is the fanciest restaurant down in St. Henry, sort of in between St. Henry and Little Burgundy. But actually, Joe Beef's was a legendary, absolutely amazing bar. Sort of like, my guess would be a combination of the Spectrum and the Peel Pub that was around for probably about like 40, 50, maybe even 60 years, because I think it gets mentioned in both Montreal by Gaslight and Montreal Confidential. And given that Montreal by Gaslight and Montreal Confidential were 60 years apart, and now from Montreal Confidential to now is 60 years, somebody's got to come out with where to find the score of the drugs, get the prostitutes in Montreal now, just so that in 60 years from now somebody else can come along and say pretty much the same thing that I'm saying now.
So you don't want to write a book yourself now to continue the tradition?
Do I look like somebody who knows where to find drugs? I wear plaid.
Well, I mean, the travel guide. It seems as though the underground travel guide of Montreal.
I think we got to sort of have a talk with Christian Gravener. He would be the one who would know
is
that,
because
he's the one
around?
Who was talking. Oh, yeah, he's still around. He's the one who knows all about the mafia, which is the good gang, which is the bad gang. And so, yeah.
I can't believe there was actually a book about these things, or several.
There are several books, yes, every 60 years, because apparently they move.
Wow.
And so, I got to say, Montreal Confidential by Al Palmer, it's published by Vehicle Press. Yeah, the other sort of question I have is, given that they are republishing a book by a dead guy, where are the royalties
you
going?
You said he wasn't dead.
Al Palmer is dead.
Oh, well, I asked you. You said, no, he's still alive.
Way.
No, Christian Gravener.
Christian
Gravener.
I'm happy I've learned something today. I thank you, Zeke, for that.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
We'll talk with you more next week.
I'm going to go back to art next week.
Well, it is kind of part of the fringes of the art scene.
No,
artists got involved in those type of areas, I'm sure.
But it's still, this is nothing to do with art. It's all about the books.
Anyway, thanks, Zeke, for that.